It feels very good to be back doing this kind of thing, even if it is just from a kind of makeshift studio in my apartment. It's still quite nice. My name is Michael Barnes, and this is the Melting Pot Radio Hour. And since I've started everything over on the website, I guess you can just call this episode number one. Start this all over again. And on this first show, what I'm going to do is kind of take a little look forward. Hopefully, you get a chance to listen to this incredible mix that DJ Frayn did for our first 7 years. Some of the best tracks from Melting Pot's first 7 years. And I'll be spending some time talking about some of the tracks of the past and some of my favorites. But on the show today, what I wanted to do was take a look at some things that I'll be featuring on the website in the near future. This year, I've bought entirely too much vinyl. I've been jet-setting around the world getting vinyl. And so, yeah, there's a lot of things to share. We'll see how much I get into the show. I don't think I've done a single one of these Melting Pot Radio Hours that was actually an hour, so this one will probably be longer than an hour too. But I'm going to start the show off with what's certainly in many of our heads and what a lot of us are carrying around right now in the United States and also other places around the world. And that's just all this horrific violence that we're dealing with. Quite a lot of it related to unarmed shootings by police, but many, many different forms. And just in the last several days here in the U.S., you know, everybody has been feeling a variety of different things connected to the shooting of Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, and then the shootings in Dallas last night. Just read about another just horrible case in Italy, the case of Emmanuel Nandi. Was seeking asylum there, was killed trying to defend his wife. And so I wanted to start the show off with something that I actually played almost 3 years, almost to the day. At that time, it was connected to what I felt was an injustice at the not guilty verdict out of the Trayvon Martin case. And I kind of came up with a rough edit of this song. It was originally done in 2000 after the Amadou Diallo shootings in New York, put up by a group put together by Mos Def, now Yassine Bey, and Talib Kweli called Hip Hop for Respect. And this is a version of a song they did, A Tree Never Grows, that takes out virtually all the MCs and just leaves the chorus from Mos Def and also the words from 88 Keys, who did the production towards the end. So that's what we're starting with here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. And we'll take it many different places after this. Thank you for listening.
What? We proceeded on a country road. His mother's eyes were swollen. The child was never coming home. Said a prayer for a soul. As the coffin had closed, committed to the earth below. First seed she had sown would be a tree never grown. Shade that was never known. Who controls the terror dome? The men with hearts made of stone. Who love only what they own. What they own. What they own. On a country road, his mother's eyes were swollen. The child was never coming home. Said a prayer for her soul as the coffin had closed, committed to the up and low. First seed she had sown would be a tree never grown, shade that was never known. Who controls the terror dome? The memory hearts made of stone. Who love only what they own. What they own. What they own. Proceeded on a country road, his mother's eyes were swollen. The child was never coming home. Said a prayer for a soul as the coffin had closed, committed to the earth below. First seed she had sown would be a tree never grown, shade that was never known. Who controls the terror dome? The men with hearts made of stone. Who love only what they own. What they own. What they own.
absolution. What words can kindle fire for the people to inspire? Revolution. We'll be right back.
If you ever think about
Alright, so in the background right now is music from Ananda Shankar from the album Ananda Shankar and His Music. Streets of Calcutta is the name of the song. Also, in that first set, you heard music from T-Swift and The Electric Bag. Expo and Sound, the name of the track. A group called Mashmakan. And a song called I Know I've Been Wrong, sampled by Black Sheep. I feel like I've had that one on repeat for a couple months since tracking that down in Philly. Also some music from Quebecois musician Mark Hamilton. And the name of the song is something along the lines of Je n'ai jamais raison, something like that. Had music from Elephant's Memory. It was before they hooked up with John and Yoko and essentially became their backing band. Peace Now, the name of the song. It started the show off with a stripped down version of A Tree Never Grown from the Hip Hop for Respect 12-inch collective that came out of the shooting of Amadou Diallo. And 16 years later, it's really unfortunate how relevant that song still is. Though hopefully sometime in our lives it will be less relevant. It's quite a lot of psychedelic music in that set. Probably be quite a bit of psychedelic stuff in the show. I mean, that's just kind of, I guess, where my head is at. So this is one. It's an artist that I actually only found out because of a trip to Barcelona, which is where I picked up this Ananda Shankar record. This wasn't a record that I bought in Barcelona. I bought an album from the group that plays on this, that backs the artist, Paul Riba, that group being Om. This is a really, really amazing record from Paul Riba. Dioptria is the name of the record. He did a couple volumes. This first one, though, is the one that features the group Om as his backing musicians. And my Catalan is about as good as my French, but I'll give it a go. The name of the song is Voste from Pau Riba, right here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. I do hope you enjoy the sounds.
Estrelles. Et tinc a tocar del dit, però no em veus, no pots sentir-me. Ets feliç, ets molt feliç, i m'ho diu el teu somriure. Mira, t'insultaré, diré tots que ets ben podrida, diré que ets prou innocent, però és clar, no pots sentir-me. Ja crido i no cal cridar, ja es bo que en facis la cara, però no m'escoltaràs perquè no pots escoltar-me. I és que tens els ulls plens de flors i la boca nas i orelles per ignorar el crit i el plor. Roses i estrelles. Tens molt bona educació, calles sempre i obeeixes, no dius mai que sí o que no, però bé t'amagues i reses. Mai t'has posat un per què del que has vist o el que veus ara, fas el que sempre s'ha fet i creus per què creia el teu pare. Vas allà on et fan anar, fas de gent i així t'agrades, i se t'han fet els ulls grans i la mirada ensucrada. Perquè tens els ulls plens de flors i la boca, nas i orelles per ignorar el crit i el plor. Tu vols sants, roses i estrelles. T'has casat amb un bon Jan que et fou triat amb esmera i has sofert la seva carn. Una llei crec que ho esmenta. Ho has fet sempre amb gran despit, tot i morir-te'n de ganes, perquè ets dona per fer fills, és el destí qui així ho mana. T'has casat al cor glaçat per solucionar la vida, mai no te n'has adonat, t'estic dient prostituta. Però tens els ulls plens de flors i la boca, nas i orelles, no vius més enllà del nas, amb els peus en la mentida. Si m'haguessis sentit bé, t'hauries girat senyant-te, buscant a per tot qui és aquella de qui jo parlo. Jo només parlo de tu, que si mones a Marc i Brut, n'és el principal culpable tu. Els fills no saps què parlen, que les negres les veus blanques tu. Que sempre et justifiques en la gran maldat dels altres tu. Que en ram de flors als ulls et trobaràs patacada tu. Que et moriràs per sempre l'instant que deixis de viure tu. Tu que no has fet ni desfet, tu que ni Déu ni el diable et podran acusar el que pensar. Perquè tens els ulls plens de flors i la boca, nas i orelles, per ignorar el escrit i el cor. Tu vols sants, roses i estrelles.
Fazenda, lua clareando a porta, deixando o brilho claro nas pedras dos degraus. Cristal de lua, pra dentro Marta Saré, pra dentro Marta Saré. Pra dentro, Marta Saré sorria, era um sorriso só. Marta Saré sorria, era um sorriso. Marta Saré sorria, era um sorriso só. E cada beijo deixando de encontro, dois em mil se transformando, Marta Saré e Romão, Marta Saré. Todo dia, mesma hora, as histórias de Dorinha.
Okay, and we'll turn our attention to George Marsh, our drummer. Is drummer right? Is it okay to say drummer, or would you rather be called percussionist?
Well, I'm a percussionist and a drummer, I guess. You could call me a drummer because I play a drum set, but also I play instruments that are in the percussion family, like gongs, the temple blocks, and steel drum behind me, and other assorted things. Anything that happens to be around, actually. Okay, first of all, I have a basic drum set, which consists of a bass drum, snare drum, some tom-toms, and some cymbals. And then to that I've added some gongs, some temple blocks, which also have some bells with them, and a steel drum.
Hey, George, you know, one of the things I think we should try to get into before this thing is out is your work with African music, because that's something that's very rarely incorporated into the body of music that we're dealing with, and you've done it so well. I think, why don't you rap to people about that?
Yeah, I studied with a master drummer named Kwasi Badu, and he's from Ghana, and he came to San Francisco a couple years ago and studied with him for about a month and learned a whole slew of rhythms that I'm still deciphering. And some of them have ended up on the drum set. And I think that we could play something over a few of these rhythms. Oftentimes, when I work in the studio, I might decide to add something to the music that's just been recorded. Now, for instance, after listening to this music, I decided that claves, shaker, and maybe cowbell would add to the excitement. You'd be surprised how much this is done these days.
Started when you had your own drum set. You were seriously on your way to being a drummer.
I think I got my first set when I was 14. And I think that set consisted of a snare drum and a hi-hat. And from listening to records, I just knew what to do. I mainly taught myself. And, you know, I did pretty well, except there were a few mistakes that I made that I have just recently cleared up, you know. And that was, I've been playing for about 16 years. So I would advise that, you know, anyone starting to try to find a good teacher, but there weren't any good teachers in Belleville, Illinois.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
One of the main problems is they try to play real fast right away. Everybody does that. Immediately, that's the most important thing, is to play real fast. And they don't understand that if you play totally relaxed and you play, you know, not extremely fast, but with a real relaxed feeling, that the speed comes naturally. You know, and that's an important thing to learn. Now, I have to keep reminding myself, too.
Drummer and as an artist, how do you see yourself? What do you see your role is, besides taking care of tempo and time and the other basics of drumming? What else is your relationship with your art? Where would you like to see it go?
I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can on the instrument. You know, I feel like I have a lot of work to do still. You know, I'm a student of the drums, and I'm also a teacher of the drums too, you know. And I would like to be able to continue to let what is inside of me, which comes from all the music that I hear, you know, I'd like for that to come out. And it's like, it's not really me that's coming, the music's coming through me. And that's pretty much the approach we use when we play free. You know, it's like we play together and the sound comes out, and we don't think about the sound. I don't think about the sound. I don't think Denny or Mel generally think about it. You just play, because you know your instrument, and you react to the music that's happening around you, and it comes out in specific languages, I suppose, that you've practiced and worked on and studied, you know. And music happens. They're going to play a lot of rock, which most kids are. They should learn how to play with their right foot. We're talking about right-handed people, with their right foot and their left hand, you know, like play rhythms. Like that. I mean, that's the real source of all the rhythms, I would say, in rock music. The sounds that we hear, you know, we can react to just to the decay of a cymbal. You know, if that strikes a feeling in you, you can then play something else that just comes out. You don't even think about it, you just play. And that sound makes you hear something else. You might even hear beats between two sounds, you know, which would set up a tempo. That's possible. See, that's the degree of subtlety that could happen. Thank you.
music right here from Bobby Ponnetto from the record Ponnetto's Point. In Time's Time, the name of the funky tune you hear right now in the background. Just before this, you heard music and words primarily from drummer George Marsh. This is featured on a record that's simply titled Percussion, and part of the Music Maker series from 1974, put out by Chevron, of all people. And according to the back of the record, provided for schools as a public service by Standard Oil Company of California. And it features music and interviews with Francisco Aguabella, Michael Shreve, Zakir Hassan, Kwasi Baru, Tony Cerrone, Benny Velarde, Louis Belson, and George Marsh, which was the artist you primarily heard there, along with a really big group that included Mike Knock, in addition to some other people, and was something that was sampled by DJ Shadow on his legendary Introducing record. Also in that set, you heard music from Eduardo Conde. That's a record that I've had actually in my collection for a while, and I have no idea why I haven't gotten it up on the website, but I'll be doing that at some point, reasonably soon. From 1969, Memorias de Marta Sarre, the name of the song from Eduardo Conde. And start things off with Pau Riba and the Catalan group Om backing him up on Dioptria, the first volume of that. I got a collection that has both the first and the second on there, double disc. Voste, the name of the song from Pau Riba. Now, I'm not sure if you'll hear it in the show, but you'll definitely hear more from Om, which was a record that I picked up and in Barcelona. It was what put that Pau Riba record on my radar. Now, the Riba record is one of, there's been like, I don't even know how many, four or five records I bought this year that have eggs as part of the motif of the record cover. I have no idea why that is, but it is. One of them is this incredible record that I've been waiting for and probably be the first one that I feature on the new website sometime in the next few days. Marino Castellar, a banda disritima, I believe that's the way you pronounce it. Amazing record. It folds out into this egg and almost kind of like a Hieronymus Bosch kind of painting kind of thing. The vinyl itself is yellow, so when you fold it out, the vinyl is the yolk of the egg. It's just craziness. And it's a really interesting record as well, as you're going to hear. Baina, the name of the song, right now from Marino Castellar, here in our final set of the Melting Pot Radio Hour. Thank you.
vez em clara roça dessa cor do chão. Vem clara iluminando a noite do meu coração. Que a luminosidade cria na terra a alma da família, a mãe, o pai, a criação, a terra, o céu, o sol da vida, curando nossa solidão. Verde clara roça dessa cor do chão. Vem clara iluminando a noite do meu coração. Que a luminosidade cria na terra a alma da família, a mãe, o pai, a criação, a terra, o céu, o sol da vida, curando nossa solidão. Nessa eterna roda, a mão do Criador, ciranda da semente pura, o fruto do amor, prazer do corpo, a alegria, o espírito da gente brilha no espaço-tempo do planeta, trabalha livre a natureza, perpetuando a salvação.
Soundless desert sub-realities. A gentle breeze was blowing then, so soft and subtly. I stopped to take the late sunshine before the warm light ceased. I would not rest for some time on my journey to the east. Peace is what I had come searching for. Spiritual comfort, thoughts far from those of war. And then I went on with my pilgrimage to find the home of light. I traveled on for quite a while until late in the night. It seemed then I moved time and space like scenes in some fine play, and all beings seemed to welcome me as I went on my way. I saw things that were far removed from what I thought was truth, and then I knew I'd come upon the soul's home and its youth. Peace is what I had come searching for. Spiritual comfort, thoughts far from those of war. I woke up in a daze from deep within, and then my vision ceased. That was the way I came upon my journey to the east. Soundless deserts of reality. A gentle breeze was blowing then, so soft and subtly. I stopped to take the late sunshine before the warm light ceased. I would not rest for some time on my journey to the east. Traveled on for quite a while until late in the night. It seemed then I moved time and space like scenes in some fine play, and all beings seemed to welcome me as I went on my way. I saw things that were far removed from what I thought was truth, and then I knew I'd come upon the soul's home as you. In a daze from deep within, and then the vision ceased. That was the way I came upon my journey to the east.
If you did, then you must know that a woman chooses for love. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She really does. She'll catch you with her eyes and even her sighs. Oh, and occasional shimmy of her thighs. Now, did you really, 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 really choose me? Did you really, 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 really choose me? So beautiful was your smile until you drew my heart and drew my thoughts and all. Choose, because sometimes a woman, she don't know that a man knows that she, when she chooses him, she chooses him, she chooses him, she chooses him.
Thank you. cordillera al mar.
Tierra negra,
la luz,
y se muevan las caderas,
la
y que bailen todos.
Thank you.
Music from Chris Spedding here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. You can see the name of the track from his record Backward Progression. Chris Spedding used to be in Battered Ornaments, a record that I featured here on the website, one of my favorites. And that one, that really didn't go very well with the set, but I've been obsessing about that. The keyboard lines in that song, they're just so incredible, so piercing. And so I had to get it out there before the show ended. Just before that, you heard music from a group called Los Flamas, from a record called La Ensalada de Los Flamas, The Flames. And that basically is the salad of the flames. It's more in reference to like a medley of songs, which is what the first song is. But that song, sung in English, titled in Spanish, Solamente Una Como Tú. We had music from an Argentinian, like, indigenous psych group called Los Jaivas. Pregón Para Iluminarse, the name of the track, from a cell tower record of theirs from 1975. Likely get that up in the next week. Also in a set, music from R.D. Burman, the title theme for the Bollywood movie Shalimar. Incredible sounds. And sounds just before that, which I'm not even entirely sure, good or bad, or so bad they're good, I don't know. The artist is called Kijana. The Soul of Kijana Unfolds in Music is the name of the record, Private Press. Soul loungy funk thing. And Did You Really, 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 I'm not going to do it as many times as he did. Did You Really Choose Me, the name of the song. You know, I probably will save that one just so I can talk about it next month during the Melting Pot Radio Hour. That record is a trip. Also, quite a trip with Bill Plummer and the Cosmic Brotherhood. Journey to the East, the name of the song from a self-titled record on Impulse. That was an Impulse record that I had never heard of before until I tracked it down. And starting things off with Marino Castilla. The song actually was Verde Dara. So I had that one wrong. It's really difficult to read that record, one, because it's yellow, and two, because it's yellow and clear, and that means that the track listings from the other side, like where you would drop the needle, you can see the ones for the other side on the side you're playing. And so you really have to, it's really tricky in terms of which one you're supposed to be playing. And so for the DJ recording a show, it's especially precarious. So it wasn't Paina, it was Verde Dara, the name of the song from Marino Castilla. That'll definitely be coming up real soon, and I'm really excited to share that with you. Really rare record from 1981, and just incredible, beautiful album in terms of the music and also the way everything unfolds, literally, with the egg-shaped record sleeve. In the background, music from Gap Mangione. A moment ago, you heard Diana in the Autumn Wind, famously sampled by J Dilla. That is the name of this record. Long Hair Soulful, the name of this track, I believe. And that's what we're going to close out with. Let this ride on out. You know, I got to figure out a system to go along with this. It's been a really long time since I got together a radio show, got on the mic. Still need to figure out this mic and the setup, but for the most part, I think everything sounded all right. So we'll see how things work next month. Right around Rasan's birthday on August the 7th, somewhere around there, probably be doing another one of these. Do them each month. You can catch them here on meltingpotblog.com. You can also catch them on our Mixcloud channel. All the links at our website. Spread the word. Let people know. And I hope you enjoy the sounds. Y'all take care out there. For real. I'll see you when I see you. Next time.